All right. Greetings. I got a dog here that's going crazy because Eli is out there. And, man, some really, I can't be gone 2 seconds before it seems like we have, don't worry, you guys, you're going to get to, before we have all hell breaking loose, and hopefully today I'll be able to get into a more or less of a something that can help, which will be a prophetic streak, a little bit of a prophetic streak. And I kind of held my powder dry until I had so many thoughts, and I've seen the depth of corruption, the depth of Satan, the wisdom of God's creation, who also created Satan. And the fact that there is a legitimate choice for people to serve Satan, but not as a binary, you see. Not as a sovereign. I mean, you could do it, but then you would be inept, you know, ill-prepared or ill. You would be ignorant if that was your choice. If you felt there was some kind of binary choice, or if you felt that
come on, you guys.
Some, yeah, there yes. needs to be. Yes. I'm sorry. It's been a long time, and I was hoping that I'd be allowed to do a podcast. I haven't been, there hasn't been even 5 minutes. And yet now I see, you know, the nation burning. Of course, my dogs are not allowing it either.
Come on, guys. Come on.
But it'll settle down in a minute, I'm sure.
Come on,
I think that
come on, Eli.
I'm noticing that the forces of darkness will do a lot to prevent a podcast. Because I do believe that any talk about Jesus, any talk about God, any talk about, any real talk about Satan, any real talk about the truth will get backlash from the universe. The universe does not help people that have an idea. Like, just remember this, just give it to the universe. As you can see in Minneapolis, the universe doesn't help. Say the universe is ignorance. The idea of praying to the universe is stupidity. It's stupidity because the universe, because it's untrue. You know, I mean, it's like, well, you can try to get gold from base metals. And after a while, and why would you do that? Because you have a human motive. And a human motive is usually rooted in, again, ignorance, because it's consciousness that is looking outward rather than inward. And is self-conscious, self-aware, only to the extent of personal desires and selfish whims, which is the usual. And then, of course, as people mature, they start realizing it's not about them. Sometimes develop a heart, some compassion for others, and try to help other people. And they start learning that it's just a real sad tale. And they start looking for some kind of hope. And then the news media meets them and says, don't look here, don't look there, don't look here, don't look there, don't go there, don't look here. Don't look. Stop looking. Stop looking. Don't look here. Don't look there. Don't do that. It makes you a fool. Don't do that. It makes you ashamed in public. Don't do that. It's going to make you shamed in public. That's right. Stay in those lines that we give you. Remain a programmed doll. You're a doll. Behave like you're programmed to behave. You don't matter. You're not even a speck of sand. Just do what you're told to do. Take your entertainment. Shut the F up and die. And that's being, I'm being nice about it. So for some of us, that's not good enough. That is when the dogs have to settle down. I know, I understand that, that all the forces, even if I don't turn the mic on for 6 months, all the forces of the universe would try to stop me. You know, not in the universe, not of the universe, but I mean all the forces of darkness behind the veil would try to stop me. Because now that I have gotten to another level of understanding, that must be prevented from going out. Now that I have gotten to this next level of seeing the inevitability of everything that we see that's the corrupt, the pandemic, promises of genocide, promises of a second wave, promises of mass economic destruction, promises of mass pain by a little boy pretending to be a man who is named Bill Gates. Wondering where he and others got their power from to dictate to our president or to other countries. Wondering how they got their power to dictate to other countries, to anyone, to all of us. Wondering when they say there's going to be a pandemic and then there is, why there is no prosecution whatsoever, never will be. Why they could kill hundreds of millions or even billions of people and there wouldn't be one court trial. So then my next wondering is, if you know that, why isn't someone doing something about it? See, I don't care that there's going to be trouble. What I care about is the human reaction to trouble, which is so far just being a victim. In other words, humans as helpless victim to people dictating to our governments how we will behave, saying even to the extent, I don't need to wear a mask, no one really does, but to show obedience, wear one, and then people actually do. Now, I don't care if you wear a mask or not, but when you attempt to use violence on someone that doesn't because they're not fitting in with the rule of subservience to the big club that George Carlin said we're not in, the owners, they're the owners. Let me explain why they can dictate to our government and to you and me. Because they own us. And they say, even if you choose Jesus, you will do what we say, and when you're dead, you can go with your Jesus. Okay, so that's a very, 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 very unacceptable situation. I don't accept it. I look around for my fellow humans, and I don't see anyone joining me. A few, you know who you are, you the listeners and people that might hear this podcast and might be disgusted with me, may, in fact, show some kind of human reaction, i.e. want to be free, i.e. don't want to be dictated to, i.e. will not obey foreigners that come in to dictate to the country about wearing masks or jumping jacks or, whatever the latest fashion is for a haircut or whatever it is. But our pioneers in doing as they're led to do and doing what their conscience dictates because they're free. So I say, well, that's great. I'd love to live in a country like that. It's not going to happen this time around, meaning this life. So, on to the, prophetic statements. praise God. It's all about the Lord, right? Psalm 37, number one, the wicked will have their reward. The Lord will not ignore the wicked, but the Lord will slay the wicked in due time. Two, God created Satan. Therefore, therefore, God would be the one to get rid of Satan, not me. We will not see Satan eradicated until God says so. Why do you think he created Satan? And the whole contrasting, light, dark, you know, sort of compelling of the unity of opposites. Why do you think he created a unity of opposites that forms this creation? Go to the oldest book in the Bible, Job. Why did God create Job? Why did God not explain to Job what was going on behind the scenes in Job's torturing? Why did God not tell Job it was a test? Why did God allow Job to go through this trouble to have, you know, to hear that same cry that Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, which is, I don't want to take this cup. And on the cross, Lord, why have you forsaken me? With the air conditioning going on in the RV here. Why have you forsaken me? Job would not to question God. But Job's friends are saying, why has he forsaken you? You must be doing something wrong. When indeed he had done nothing wrong, that was the whole point. That's why he was chosen. Why all this pain? And already a very tortured existence. Why so much pain? Well, so what was the point of Job? Job learned what? Thoroughly that it was not about him, right? Even in the pain part, it's not about your yelp of pain. It's not about you people that get older, you know what happens, right? Things start going on, illnesses and so forth. And, you know, you could either decide to cry about it, or you can do the best you can despite it. But it's not, you know, really our pain. It's not a personal attack on us. Okay? We've got to talk about the patience of Job. We talk about, I mean, you know, look at the riots in Minneapolis and the excitement over the orgy of violence. You know, just like as if you were at a satanic ritual. It is a satanic ritual being taking place with, because of how excited people get. Like they're orgasming over it. You know, they're really enjoying it. And, you know, I just get observe and you know, I see, you know, like the I see guys out there, well, I'll withhold, you know, you guys are watching all the news. I'll withhold. I can just say that they, the people that you have allowed to dictate to you, tell you to wear masks and gloves. I saw a guy yesterday in a Walmart. I was getting some RV supplies. And he and his wife came in with matching gloves and matching masks. About half the people in there were wearing masks, half weren't. You know what I mean? There more and more aren't down in Texas. Texas has pretty much had it with the whole thing. Oh, I don't know. They need hydroxychloroquine, but they've hidden that. Why do you suppose that the your government has murdered so many old people? Why do you suppose the government has murdered so many that just needed hydroxychloroquine? To my count, they've murdered about 50,000. Maybe more. And the rest of the numbers are just dead from old age or lying and putting in the COVID column. Why are they doing all this to you? Why are they keeping you locked down? Why is this some kind of fight? And, you know, I had foreseen riots in my mind emerging out of the lockdown. Like, you may see riots in San Francisco, L.A., definitely about to go off. And riots are all over the place. They intend to blame on Trump. If they can't blame the economy, then they'll do that. Then they'll, you know, do assassinations. They'll do anything because they figure, well, the people aren't going to do anything, so they don't count. And so it's really, you know, Trump versus the international deep state. And it is Trump. It is no one else. And if he's so stupid and such an orange man and all this stuff, then why is the entire world and the wealthiest people in the world obsessed with him? Why is that? And anyone who's telling anything different, they're liars and they're idiots. Don't listen to them. It is about Trump. It's not like, oh, well, this is some stupid, silly orange man. I mean, that's ridiculous to think he's got anything. This is just going on by itself. And Trump happens to be a target, but not the target. No, that's not true. That is not true. Or, even better, this is all part of the plan. Trump's supposed to look like awful orange man, and but really he's on the same team, and they're getting it done, blowing up the whole world. No, the whole world will blow up when there's opposition, because the people that are bringing the fight and burning the cities down and activating all their people, those people, the rich people, are not going to stop. But they figure on YouTube they can sideline you all by getting you to look somewhere else. It would be very sad if you looked somewhere else and missed the truth and had no idea why your nation fell so hard that you can't get a bite of food or a glass of water. I always think it's good when people are going to die. I always think, you know, let's say we're going to have hundreds of millions dead here. I always think, you know what would be great is if the people knew why they were dying. You know, they knew. And the answer is, they're not going to know. That's the prophetic statement. If you killed them right now, they would not know. Why? If you killed them now, they would not know why. If you destroyed all their cities and gave them pandemics and plagues, they would not know why. If you do all these things to them, including in extreme tyranny, they will not know why. Take all their money away and all their bank accounts and all their future away and their children away, they still would not know why. Now that's a very, very... Because usually when people know why, they repent. Because why? Because there's a God and you can't reject God. God is not either or. God is one. And there is no two. There is no devil. There is no human. There is nothing other than God. There is no either or choice. I was hearing some very dark music in the writing I'm doing. I'm writing about this very topic, about the extremes of Satan, the extreme of the, you know, the more physicality of, you know, the dragon and, you know, the reptilian, you know, situation. Which is the truth. Satan is not human. And manifestation is that of a dragon, but it's much more complex than that. Kingdom under the sea, yes, much more complex than that, though. There's a whole almost high-tech aspect to the whole thing that's kind of mind-blowing, but it's kept hidden from human. And as I'm delving into it, I'm listening to this music, like, you know, from the UK, talking about dark synth rock kind of thing, you know, spacey. And most of it is pro-Satan. You know, one is saying, you know, reject Jesus, and it's like, you know, renounce Jesus. You know, this whole renounce thing, and then you see people's comments on YouTube, it says, yeah, I renounce Jesus right now today. As if Satan and Jesus are binary choices, which is pollution. You know, it's mind control and disinfo. So I was thinking, you know, the music has the right vibe that I'm looking for, very dark and very endless and deep. But because the people that are singing the songs are so stupid and such blithering idiots, so incredibly ignorant of thinking somehow, you know, and the witches will tell you, they'll go, wow, this patriarchy thing, the witches were going well before there was any kind of patriarchy or, you know, some, you know, universal god that was being prayed to before Yahweh. There was, you know, other gods and, you know, other monotheisms and, you know, Zoroastrianism and all these other, you know, monotheists. And before that, the witches were flourishing. Yes, well, no doubt, of course. Then why would there be satanic witches who only seem to do the opposite of what the Bible says as ritual, if the Bible were no consequence and not needed, if it had nothing to do with the real witchcraft? Why is that? Because the real truth of all this goes back as long as existence goes back. Because there was a struggle then, as there is now. There was a struggle between these two points, but it's not a binary situation. There is no binary in real reality. So they think on these records, you know, and they try to obscure their voice and they act stupid. I mean, it's a whole vibe, but again, due to stupidity, yours truly had to turn it off. Had they just said in their lyrics, had they just understood that renouncing Jesus does not constitute accepting Satan necessarily, it just means renouncing God. It has nothing to do with Satan. But, you know, they were acting like, you know, and there's a video of the parents are about to hang their children, and so the children call on Satan, and Satan saves them by killing all the parents, and the kids go free. Which, of course, is another confused message, because typically the parents do kill the children for Satan. So I can't give, you know, they act dark, oh yeah, 3 a.m, and they're methed out clubs, their teeth falling out, and these are aging, you know, women too, that are like doing this music, and they're like, you know, they're all past, and men, but I mean, a lot of times it's a female singer and synthesizer. I don't know if you know what kind of music I'm talking about, but it's a kind of a genre thing. And I stumbled into it because it was hitting on the notes of what I'm looking for as a writer. But again, because my editorial side came in, because they try to make it a binary issue, I reject Jesus, therefore I'm free. Because they make statements like that, I can't endorse the vibe. I have to then reject the music, not because of I'm offended by people that want to go with Satan. I'm not. I am offended by the ignorance involved in the lyrics that unfortunately grab my attention, and I say to the Lord, I say, these people are rejecting, they think they're rejecting you because it's some sort of option. Yeah, this or this. Like there is some sort of, smorgasbord of things to choose from. And then another song saying, "We're all the devil. We're all the devil. We're all the devil." I think it's called Liar. And we're all the liar. Yeah. Who's the devil? We are. Escaping the paternal, patriarchal, limited view of, ignorant view of history. No, not ignorant, because you see, the truth of all this goes back infinitely. As long as there are objects in space. The very opposite poles are what gives electricity to the objects, so they can then, form and, move around in time. Ha! Time! What's time got to do with it? Time is Satan. But that's another part of Satan that God uses. That's not personal. So, is the world fair? Yes, it's more than fair. The world is more than, yes, it is completely fair in the world. No matter what happens to you externally, you get thrown in prison, you get a disease, whatever happens, unless it's a childhood death, in which case the Lord takes the child home. The child was there to be a message to the adults. Other than that, though, it's fair for everyone because we all get a chance at bat here. By choosing the way of success, one thinks, the secret way, initiated by their friends or whatever, and, they get the recording contract or whatever, whatever it is. Most realize that's a very limited way. I remember one guy sold out. Well, one way they sell out, one way they get another pop is to get someone like you and cash you in. Turn you over to them, right? Turn you over. Blather it out. Tell them you're a lamb. Have at it. Okay, give me my pop now. I turned this one. I'm a bounty hunter. I gave you this one. Now you let me have my pop. Sorry, we need more than that. What do you want me to do, kill someone? Pretty good for starters. How about if I kill 40, 50,000? What if I kill 20,000? Would that get me in the club? Get you pretty close. Maybe next time you'll be president. I just did it in New York City. I killed all those old people for you. For you, master, for you, rich club, so you could put me in the presidency. And look, they're reporting on me like I'm just a normal guy, not a psychopath. No one has any clue what I did. Heck, they were going to die anyway, those old people, so, I didn't really do anything wrong. So that should qualify me for president after we yank Biden, wouldn't it? How many people I killed in New York? Didn't that get me something? Cuomo. The problem with Cuomo is he didn't own up to it. You see, if you really want credit with Satan, Cuomo, what you have to do is admit that you're doing it. Tell them what you're going to do like Gates does, and then do it. That's why Gates is the most powerful guy on earth. How do you get to be that powerful? Because he said there'd be a pandemic, and then there was. Issued by him. And all the patents and all the money and everything goes back to him. And all the foundations and all the, all the donations, it all goes back to him. Wuhan Lab all goes back to him. And his crew. They rolled Trump. Trump had no idea what hit him. God bless Trump. He doesn't know what we know, how evil people can get. Because he's had a, you know, a pretty, I wouldn't say sheltered life, but it just seems that, you know, he knew things. He thought he knew a lot more than he did, but his kids actually know more than he does. I think now he's got an education, yeah. But, I mean, obviously, he had no idea they were going to pull this. The whole point of them is to basically make humans into hybrids, i.e. take them away from God, right, Mark of the Beast stuff, but also change them into hybrids, and then eventually fuse with machines, eliminate the riffraff, and eliminate all the excess you don't need, and then merge with the, then go to the stars or whatever. That's their plan. You know, there's a few of them, and you are all gone, and that's the next phase. So the killing has begun. And I just wondered if during that time anyone would say anything about it. And my conclusion is no, they won't. And when I mean saying something, I mean, is anyone going to mention that this is going on while it's going on? And no, the media won't tell you. Everyone's going to try to keep surviving and act like nothing's happening and like the emperor is a beautiful new set of clothes on all the way into their death. So they'll never say anything. And if they don't say anything, then they will not be going with the Lord. They're going to be going where wherever their murderers go, they're going to go because they're in the same crew. They are the murderers. The people that say nothing are as much murderers as Gates and company. They're all in the same category. One's a protector of the evil, the other is a doer of the evil. You need both to be able to succeed, pull the wool over the stupid people's eyes, which is in America. I mean, I've gotten to the point, too, where when I'm around people, like around those virtue signalers at Walmart, I just start laughing around them. You know, just a burst of laughter, right? Because of how, can you get more, is it possible to be further, to have the identical set of gloves and the identical masks on as a couple, showing tremendous virtue signaling strength? I really genuinely laugh because they think wearing the same gloves all day long is going to protect anyone from anything. That's utter outer darkness stupidity. And to think the mask is going to do anything but give them a lot of carbon monoxide that is not good for them and then deprive their lungs of oxygen is going to make them susceptible to whatever viruses are floating around. But you can't tell them anything. And even Fauci is saying, you know, don't, you know, the mask is not necessary. But the people are doing it to show each other respect. You know, I that's kind of like showing people how dumb you are in order to be liked or to be acknowledged. In other words, if I act really stupid, then I have lots of friends. If I don't question anything, I have lots of friends. So the satanic aspect of free will is a lot broader situation than most people think. It has nothing to do with deities. It's got something to do with the Bible as in description, but it goes way beyond the Bible. It's in everything. And all the famous people, every one of them, knows Satan, but the underlings don't. They say it's just secular. We don't believe in any deity. We don't worship. We worship ourselves. Not Satan. That's for dummies. Well, then why do your controllers and handlers worship Satan? Oh, you haven't been there. You know, some of the rituals are like, you know, detonating, you know, putting a bunch of people underground and detonating a nuclear bomb to see what happens to the people while they observe. I'm sorry, was I not supposed to say that? You don't think they'd do that, do you? That's just something I just thought up. I'm a very creative person. I write stuff. I come up with all kinds of things. So, And now I'm going to go into it. Because the people have not acknowledged. Because people are still trying to live their lives. Because people are sticking their head in the sand, they think it'll go back to normal. Because people are not taking the pandemic seriously. And when I say seriously, I mean these people can launch another one tomorrow. The fact, you know, there's like a sword hanging over our heads right now. Right? If these people want to pull the plug on 7 billion dead tomorrow, they can do it. We have that hanging over our head every day of our lives. That's hard to take, don't you think? Okay, so unfortunately, the world it's going through a period of darkness, but it's a darkness to light type of thing. I don't know. I mean, I know there's the mark of the beast there with Bill Gates, the quantum dot, the tracking chip. Not buy or sell, not be able to participate in society. That's exactly out of the book of Revelation. 100%. It's a tattoo, a mark underneath the forehead or in the hand. That is exactly what it is. Book of Revelation's true. That vision of John on the Isle of Patmos, that revelation was absolutely true to show us that we need to wake up. Now, there will be, I think the Bible is correct, and there'll be so many tribulation saints, i.e. people waking up when they see how bad it gets. In other words, if it gets worse than it is now, they will start waking up in mass, and they already have in a lot of ways. But not a majority. I don't even think 10%, but I mean, you know, it's growing beyond 10%, but I'm saying it's not like 50-50. And I do believe it can, you just have to wonder whether it's free will or possible. You know, if the free will buys you dumbness and, you know, not being able, you know, living in the Truman Show world, and you're able to, you know, and avoid the truth, then that may go on a long time. And also terrors, I've noticed, are the real Satanists, obviously, the terrors. And it's funny, when I was on the iPad, I'm trying to write out the name terrors, T-A-R-E-S. It would autocorrect me as Gates. It did this over and over again. And then I realized, God's giving me a message. The terrors are Gates. Gates is, that's the terror. Gates and company. They are the terrors. The people Gates runs around with are the terrors. They happen to be above all the governments of the world. And so you wonder, well, what do we do? Well, we don't have weapons that, you know, except prayer that God will have it and God will deal with it. And we might pray to Lord in Jesus' name that many, many wake up, so many that it's impossible to turn this thing off. That this conflict that's going on now will keep escalating in Jesus' name, amen. The more this escalates, the conflict, you know, and unfortunately riots and other unrest, the more people wake up. The more people realize, you know, I didn't sign on for this. It's like we didn't sign on for you know, an ongoing war with people. We want peace between people. But as long as churches misteach the children that it's Satan or God, you know, like, you know, Satan on one shoulder, God on the other type of thing, as long as they learn silly things like that, there's going to be a problem. The way to look at it is, the world is the world. You know, Satan represents, you know, the rulership of the world in a fallen world. To not acknowledge that is, and to not acknowledge that you can cash in your, you know, a lot of people say, well, cancel my subscription to the resurrection, says Jim Morrison. Well, sure, when you're young and, you know, it's I reject Jesus because you're going to get a pop. But rejecting Jesus, again, does not mean embracing Satan. It may be a satanic thing to do. But, you know, Satan is, it's a whole other world. And that world, the world of the occult, the world of the dead, the world of demons and spirits, the kingdoms under the sea, they're sea serpents, and that's where the, I can't say this, the aliens come from under the sea, you know, as much as anywhere else. But under the sea is multidimensional, so there's not necessarily water, you know. Water and air are the same thing. Water can become air, and air can become water. You know that in this little bus we have here, there's such a thing as a hydronic heating system. It's all electric. It means the water that passes through the system is instantly warmed on demand, much like the air in your car. When your car warms up and you turn the heat on, you instantly get hot air coming out of your vents, right? Well, we have both heating air and heating water coming from the same source. The water is heated instantly, and the air is heated instantly when we need heat. It heats the air and the water. Well, under the sea, you know, you see on one aspect it's water, then another aspect it's air, depending on the dimension that you're in. So it is possible to breathe under the sea if you're not surrounded by water. I just thought I'd throw that in. Of course, you know, sea creatures can breathe. They get oxygen, how? Out of putting water in their gills. And they extract the oxygen that way, rather than having lungs, in order to get oxygen to the body. I find that to be fascinating, this idea of air and water being so similar. So anyway, the Baphomet statue, and the idea of creatures, yes, there are creatures. There's seal people and, you know, fish, you know, humanoids and different kinds of people. I shouldn't say anything. There are different kinds of creatures associated with Satan. And Satan can appear to people as, you know, the object of your desire, right? A beautiful woman, a set of friends or people, an entire scenario of sets and designs, job, friends, social life, that is all scripted in a projection. And they're just, I know it seems real. I mean, people call you on the phone and you call them. You go to a ball game, you go to a christening of the baby of one of your friends or something, a wedding, maybe a funeral, but it's not real. All of it that they give you in your life are things that are designed, if you don't know the Lord, of course, and love the Lord God. You know, to know the Lord is to love the Lord, obviously, because it's you, ultimately, unless you hate yourself so bad that you want God to reject you, in which case that just means you become addicted to pain, is what that means. But the illusion of success is really part of the seduction, or the illusion of the right girl, let's say, for a guy, the right guy for a gal. The illusion of the right life. Oh, it finally makes sense. The right guru. The guru, it's going to keep you on the path, and suddenly your life makes sense. You're a healer. You're healing the world, the guru tells you. You know, that's the voice of God, so you think, I'm a world healer now. True story. We knew a person exactly like that. And all the other charades, all the other manifestations, almost like film, like someone's projecting a film out to you so you can see, you know, a film that's basically pleasing to you. And then when you resist, you have a film going, your life, which is like a film, that's displeasing or painful to you. And then you go read the book of Job, which maybe I should read it to you. And in the book of Job, what do you learn? You coming here does not mean it's about you. That's like the first thing. Second thing, there is no unfairness. And if you perceive unfairness, then your heart, then, you know, knees, fasting, praying, whatever. You got to, that idea of being a victim is very addictive, and it's very wrong, it's very ignorant, and it will stop your life. There is no reason not to be giddily positive. Because it's not you. You didn't make this thing. You came here. It's not yours. People say, it's your life. It's what you make of it. No, it is not. Everyone's dealt a different hand. And, you know, and the only way it's going to make sense, honestly, if there's another way I would do it, is you gotta ask the Lord to come into your life. Specifically, Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is the axis of God. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the actual creation. Jesus is the creation. Right? The real creation, as opposed to the, say, the fake Truman Show. In Christ is the actual life, right? Outside is just ignorance and death, right? It's subjectivity, it's unfairness, it's victimhood, it's struggle, it's lust. People like, you know, when they're young, they get lustful and they want to go fulfill their lust. But the girl, for you guys out there, the girl is not the pathway. She's not the almighty goddess. And if she does have that status, she'll eventually bitch slap you. So, you know, hey, look, here's Cuomo. He killed, I don't know how many thousands of people, and he's on TV smiling, acting like he's doing a great job on I mean, you've got to be something if you kill that many old people. And you know what it's like having your lungs pop from those ventilators? Can you imagine being in a coma and then dying from lung poppage? A pop of the lung, like a balloon pops. Can you imagine the doctors, how evil they are? And do you know that right now they're celebrating all those doctors in New York as being first responders? There's a company out there that's going to buy them houses. I'm glad I never gave any money to them. I forget what they're called. Temples to teapots or something. What is it called? Something to... Well, they were buying soldiers' houses when there'd be one that lost their life in, you know, Afghanistan or something. They'd buy the widow, pay off her house, pay off the mortgage, to give the family a fighting chance to stay together, you know, because it's tough, because when people get into poverty, you know what happens, the kids get taken, and then they get put into slavery. And it happens a lot here. Do you know that during the riots, there were several abductions of women, of young women, that were kidnapped in cars? Did you know that? There's human trafficking going on. You know what they do? They give them heroin, boom, stick them in a house somewhere, they don't even know where they are, and then ship them out to some brothel somewhere where they're held captive and in slavery. You know that goes on every day? It's going on in the riot last night.
Well,
I've tried. Our movie, Girl Next, is a coming, and it's very overwhelming to watch. We're down here doing the mix and the final, you know, getting all the elements ready for delivery. And, well, the last day I took off because I felt it was, you know, an incredible mix because, I mean, I had pre-mixed it all. So right there, that's a big plus. And then, but I'm not the finisher. There's another guy that's, like, way better than me who's doing sound design and, you know, just a final, you know, crispy, polishy kind of thing. And we had to sit there and watch it, make notes, you know, watch it all over again. And now with all the new effects in there and all the new things going on, I it was like almost like a new movie. And the end of it, I just felt like, and we start with abduction, you know, just how easy it is to abduct a woman out of a parking lot. Simplest thing to do. Van pulls out, a couple of guys in hoodies jump out, grab the girl, throw her in. Jab her with a needle, boom to boom. She winds up in a bed somewhere, her legs and arms tied, and is informed that she has been abducted. She better do what she's told or things is going to get real bad. How often does that happen in this country? That's not what the movie's about. It's not about human trafficking. But that's how it begins. The movie is about a subject I think you'll find challenging, which is the subject of clones and programming. CIA, murder and mayhem, and experimental drugs. Any kind of, you know, people with no moral conscience. And, you know, I've also realized that, you know, people that are in all this kind of sex, like it, you know, and I don't call it sin necessarily, like in my writing, it just goes on. I just have people that do those things, or if they're in my story, they're going to do what they usually do. I don't editorialize them like a lot of Christian writers. People just are going to do what they're going to do. If they're perverse, they're going to be perverted. If they're, you know, why show it? Because I think it's important for people to see the way it is. Not so much the act itself, but the attitude toward it. Like, you know, like having sex with anything that moves is like, to them, they're so desensitized to it. It's like water. You know what I mean? Killing someone is just like breathing. There's really no thought about it. It's just like taking the garbage. Oh, okay, I'll kill him and then take the garbage out. You know what I mean? I don't think, a lot of people don't realize that psychopathology is something that can be developed and learned in people. Once you've killed enough people, it just becomes nothing. It's like no big deal. Once you've had sex with whatever, eventually there's just, you know, it's just like, again, like there are no taboos, there's no boundaries, there's nothing. We call that being a psychopath because there's no guilt. But the thing is when you do something enough, the guilt, the conscience is seared, as the Bible says. The Bible's very accurate. So most people are fighting sin in their mind, like, you know, lust. I think I see a lot of people being jealous and angry of other people. One thing I have to struggle with is a feeling of violence toward people like Bill Gates. Like, not violence. I'm a peaceful man. But I feel like I want justice. You know what I mean? And I realize I can't just sit around thinking that all day long. I can get my mind off him and onto the Lord and what's happening. Also, I learned that the Lord is not a prude. The Lord is not somebody that is not going to, you know, the Lord would, if the Lord were here as a writer, he would write it out the way it is. He would not pull his punches. And I think that's going to be hard for a lot of people when they see this film, is I think they're probably going to say, well, watch out, trigger warning, blah, blah, blah. And they're going to, and again, that will be misinformed once they do that. And they will do that, but it will be misinformed. Or probably they just won't count me as a Christian because they so hate, you know. I try to interact with people in the film world in New Mexico out of Albuquerque. And all of them That there's no way. There's none of them are informed. And so there's just no way. And even when I, you know, kind of insulted a few of them last night, there was no follow through. They didn't look up who I was. They didn't look up what I was into film-wise. They look at me like I shouldn't be there or like I don't exist as a filmmaker. And what did I do? What do they do? Well, they obey all the laws, and they wear all the masks, and they wear all the gloves, and they do everything perfectly. And they basically hate Orange Man, and they hate, you know, they don't look at it like I do, which is, you know, strikes and gutters, good with the bad, right? I don't, you know, I had the same thing with Obama, the same thing with Bush. I've had a really good record of being pretty much not thinking the president's our savior and calling, you know, good when there's good and bad when there's bad. But these people, it has to be all bad or you're not in. So on their film projects, I would say, well, that sounds lame, like for their film idea. They put their ideas right there on Facebook, which is stupid. And I would tell them, you know, that sounds like a lame idea. Or someone did a makeup job on somebody, and it was okay. It wasn't great. I said, it's okay. It's not great. And so then they want to write, they want to have a contest. These are all people that have never had any film distributed. They don't know what they're talking about. And they all act like they're veteran filmmakers, like from Malibu or something. And I couldn't take it. And I couldn't handle it anymore. I couldn't get into the delusion of being some like famous rock star when you're not. You know how people do that? That's what they're like in the New Mexico film thing online. They act like they're somebody when they're not. And I love independent film and people doing independent film, but all you're going to get out of Albuquerque, and I would advise you, you know, you're not going to get the truth. You're going to get political correctness and virtue signaling, and that's about all you're going to get. And, you know, the real guys making, like, take the guys making Breaking Bad. Now, they may be totally, you know, like all of Hollywood, anti-Trump, blah, 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 you know. Libtards, so they really are for the little guy, right? They're all liars. Anyway, let's say we do have that kind of thing going with, you know, Breaking Bad. What do? They were politically incorrect in Breaking Bad, showing capitalism, and it's in an ugly form, but in a very viable form. That is making money, selling drugs, and giving a moral pass on that. Why? Because there are people doing that. I applauded it totally, and guess what? It was a very successful show because they didn't get political. They did not. And I don't. And I could do a movie that they would want to do or write a script that they would want to very much do. And vice versa. Even if we didn't agree politically, we're filmmakers. We understand that. I work with people with actors. Now, I know there was one actor that rejected me just because of the lot when the lockdown happened. You know, she was like on the side of the lockdown and, you know, and I was like, hey, wait a second. And she was, you know, criticizing people that had conspiracy theories about where the pandemic came from. So we kind of had a little bit of a, you know, but now I think she's kind of onto it because now she realizes that the lockdown went way beyond what, you know what I mean? It's just the whole thing has become this whole big political mess. But we're friends, you know, I mean, in the same sense that we can work on the set, work on the show, have a bite to eat, be, you know, not have any of that stuff get in the way. Why should anything like that get in the way? You know, I'll tell you one thing that Breaking Bad didn't do. I mean, they filmed that out of Albuquerque. One thing it didn't do, it didn't get into this like whole, these big social issues. So no matter where you were on the political spectrum, you could still like Breaking Bad. You know what I mean? And I thought that's what storytelling was about. I didn't think we'd have this, like, war of politics, which we have now. It's just like this war of politics. Where it's just like this ongoing war of politics. At, you know, every day it's a war of politics. You know, people are offended if you believe. You know, it's difficult. Because, like I say, when you really are around people that are accomplished and you're doing your art together, cooperating, it's no problem. There isn't like, oh, who did you vote for? Oh, I hate you. Stay off my film set. There is nothing like that. And there shouldn't be. Unless you're involved in doing, you know, a documentary about, you know, something like, I don't know. I don't even want to go into it. I just, you know what I mean. And if Albuquerque, like the people that you know, are in these film groups, they're not famous people like the guys that made Breaking Bad. They're, you know, people that want to make a film and be recognized. Let's put it that way. And they all make short films. Right. If they really want to be recognized, they have to become an authentic person. If they really want to be a writer, that you know, they have to get to know themselves. They can't all be the same person. Like, you could talk to any number of 100 of these people, and they'd all say the same thing out of their mouth with the same stimuli. Whoa. Don't you have an individual personality? Don't you, maybe you think about this issue a little different? Now, okay, I'm going to get going. All right, we're going to go to the dog park. And okay, you guys, I understand. They need...
Sunrise on the beach?
Sunrise on the beach. Anyway, I didn't mean to get on a tangent there. I realized I had to recuse myself from this group because, again, I was being judged on my response. I'll say anything. I say things like... you know, we should bomb the Chinese Navy. And then I get people rejecting me because of that. I'm like, okay, we should be peaceful. Let them all run over us with their tanks then. You know? I mean, fine. Let's all be cowards and call that virtue signaling. Great. So, I mean, you know, I'm good. The reason that I'm good at what I do is because I have no filter. I'm going to let it rip. Right? Whether it's the talking, whether it's the writing, whatever it is, the music, anything. It's because I'm not going to be like you. I'm not going to copycat you. I got a voice in me that just, and it's none of it is all linear. It's all some opinions over here, some opinions left, some opinions right, some opinions in the middle, say, of the political spectrum. But all of them are mine, and they have some conflict. My God. I'm not fit for Hollywood because you just don't know what I'm going to say. I call them as I see them. So when I have characters in a story, do I pull them? No, I got to get out of the way. I got to numb myself. I got to bludgeon myself. I got to punch myself in the face. I got to stay out of the way. And then I have to delight in what I'm doing at the same time, like an observer, like someone who's into a story. And all that is a big exercise in faith, in trusting your instincts, in being a real person, letting conflicts become known, saying embarrassing things that you might not say if you weren't speaking through a character. All kinds of things like that. So if I am a producer looking for a writer, what I want is authenticity, realness, and honesty, and integrity that they won't get in the way and won't start editorializing through their own, you know, belief in morality. Morality is... trust the process and let's see what happens with the resolution of the story. Usually story is resolved where good outweighs bad, but you go through a process of good versus evil in your conflict to get to that point. And it could be pretty ugly. It could be perverse. It could be dark. It could be triggering. So that's my philosophy of, and yes, I have, like you, I've had a lot of trouble finding things on Netflix to watch because more and more of these sort of New Mexico type people, and you know what I think about New Mexico, it's like got to be the dumbest place on earth. and you know, or the people have to be the dumbest people on the history of the earth. They're all worshiping Wuhan Luhan, our governor, for keeping the lockdown going and destroying the economy. And the suicide rates have been jumping, spiking in New Mexico, along with drug overdoses. And these people, and they're in your film community, and they're up on Canyon Road with their little artworks, selling them for $15,000 a pop, you know, for like peeing on a canvas. Basically, what's going on is they're like cheering on the governor for keeping lockdown. They take no responsibility. If anyone mentions suicide, they go, oh, Trump's here. Oh, the Trump lovers are here. You're trying to blame the governor for suicide. Oh, God, get out of here. Get out of New Mexico. This place is for, you know, educated people. And they actually think they're educated. And yet, we are last in education and last in economy. And we didn't used to be that way. The last governor came up, had a surplus. Now, totally in debt. State needs to be bailed out. No one's going to do it, by the way. She's running out of food. And she has to hide from all the suicides. And all her little minions, the artists, are all backing her in staying locked down indefinitely. She wants to stay locked down as long as, like, San Francisco is now indefinite or forever. L.A. is forever. Chicago may be forever, but, I mean, New Mexico, people haven't been paying attention. New Mexico is locked down. There may be no COVID deaths in and around where we live, you know, and there hasn't been. But instead of, like, opening up that place and then keeping the other place closed where they've... Well, all the COVID deaths are not COVID deaths in New Mexico. They're all usually old age or people dying, and they say it's COVID-related. That is a lie, and the governor is lying, and she's lying. She just wants to keep it locked up for political reasons. That's the only reason. And the people go along with it. These are your... And these people work for Netflix. Her biggest supporters work for Netflix. So when you turn on Netflix and they say, here's a gritty crime drama, and you turn it on and it's basically cuckold land, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, look at the source. Kind of balls if you want to make a story, a movie, or something like that. It's a big effort. It's not something you just nod and wink and use politics for. Now, does Satan give you a pop for politics? For politics, for being politically correct, you get to be a slave of a real Satanist. You don't get any pop.
Come on, you guys.
Okay.
Comite.
End of soap opera. End of soapbox rant. Well, I miss you guys. Let me just a personal note. I hope to get these things going more, and I hope I gave you something to smile at today and laugh at. And at least here is a crazy person, me, that you can agree with, you know, being an individual is way more, you know, knowing thyself is more important than having a delusion of who you are, because that always leads to depression. And the Lord listen, I have a prophetic message from the Lord, seriously. This is it. The Lord wants you guys, you know, positive. And I know in the face of, look, I could complain about a lot of physical things right now. But I'm not going to. Because it's normal. What I'm going to do is I'm going to maintain this positive. I know there's a lot of people that could get a really negative attitude right now. And some of you may be going through grieving of losing a loved one or a pet or something, and I understand that, but there's a time for everything. Right now, the Lord's bringing his people into a positivity. The wave is not finished, Govinda. Just a note to Govinda. The wave is accelerating, and the wave is pure light. It's the force of Jesus. You know, Jesus, the true light, may have been known prior to Jesus being on earth. I mean, obviously was known in the minds of people. You know, it's like God comes to earth at a certain time and God returns at a certain time. I know that they're trying to call it a myth and they're trying to really persecute Christians right now, but I mean, there's no persecuting what's in your mind. You know what's in your mind. With me, I don't feel great about a lot of doubts I've had and fears, but I try to give it to the Lord on a daily basis. And right now I feel really pretty positive. You know, we're having a good experience here in Texas. Oh, Texas. I was going to tell you about Texas. Texas is pretty awesome. And I was in the mixing session with this guy that I don't go into. I'm not going to name any names, but I mean, he was telling me about mixing Billy Gibbons, you know, and I was so curious as to, because I just watched a great documentary on Netflix, and it's called the ZZ Top documentary. And so he was telling me exactly how Billy Gibbons gets his sound. And just like the guy, there was a producer on there in the documentary that said, so he said he, you know, he went into the room with Billy Gibbons and he was behind a board. I don't know what kind of board it was, maybe a trident or some kind of board. And he said, you know, Billy Gibbons told him, he goes, okay, so on the left, there's three channels for a guitar. On the left, it's 15% up, you know, EQ, you know, pitch it up 15%. On the right, pitch it down 15%, and the middle is my amp and my mic, and that goes straight down the middle. And that's my sound, he says. Okay, I've told you the secret, you guys.
Very simple.
It's very simple. Now, don't ask me about live, whether left and right went through the PA or the, and then the middle amp and how that worked. It's three channels, basically. You can have three channels on one amp, I guess. You could have a signal to the left, a signal to the right, and one down the middle, can't you? Even on a mono speaker, you could, right? Well, then there you go. The amp head has different channels, right? You can put one to the left and one to the right, and then you have to not EQ it up, but pitch it up. 15% up, 15% down, left and right. And that's the thick, beautiful sounding, you know, that Gibson sort of Les Paul, whatever sound he's got. That's the sound right there. And that came from the horse's mouth, dude. And I said, boy, I sure would love to meet Billy Gibbons. We had lunch. And, you know, just because we grew up playing ZZ Top and cover bands and stuff. And every time we played ZZ Top, everyone would dance, right? They all loved it. So we saw this, like, hot rod outside where we're eating. You know, it's just, yeah, we went to a restaurant. Imagine a restaurant sitting there with the guys you're working with. And this hot rod, this bright red, beautiful, I don't even know what model or whatever it was, just gorgeous. And I said, hey, you think that's Billy Gibbons, right? Because he has those hot rods. And I go, could be. I couldn't see, you know, I couldn't see because, I mean, you look for the beard, right? So anyway, that was my brief stint, you know, by one person removed from something. You know, the thing I really admired about ZZ Top is they had this idea, a three-man band. See, I always thought, and I never stuck with it, I always ended up being four, five, six pieces. But we should have stayed with a three-piece band and just perfected that. And even when you go out to play clubs and stuff, if you have to do covers, you know, you can have a guy out front doing the lights and the sound, the three people on stage, so it's a foursome, right? And four people can make money in clubs, can actually make enough money. You start adding more people than that, you can't make enough money to even support yourself. So just to, you know, and if you do three pieces without having the guy out front, do your own lights and sound and stuff from the stage, You can actually make money with three pieces and book as a rock band. And the other thing I noticed is that with only three pieces, you get a big, thick sound, right? Because it fills up. And so, you know, they became a three-piece band because they really admired the Cream and Jimi Hendrix and Cream. I guess not the Cream, but Cream and Jimi Hendrix. And so that was the basis of their decision to stay with the three-piece concept. And as you know, history tells the story. But I was, you know, I remember when this guy tried to make us go to a five-piece. He just wanted to have a keyboardist. He just wanted to have a lead singer. And I just was like, You just have to be able to sing better. Anyway, well, those days are gone. I'm not looking to be in a band, but if those of you who are thinking that you need more than three pieces, you don't. And with that, I bid you shalom, and I bid you healing.
Shalom, shalom.
Yeah, healing. We all need healing, but there's just no sense. I just have to keep my perspective. I know that I'm going to die one day, and I know that, you know, sickness is all around. I understand all that, but I just have to go forward. And I would encourage you to do the same thing. You know, just put on a, you know, it's a beautiful day, and it's not about me, and I didn't create this. And God put me here to do some good, and the answer is Jesus. And the answer is always going to be Jesus. And, you know, we have to get on here and pray for the next 2 hours next time. We'll do it. Well, you know, we pray all the time. We're praying all the time. And we pray for you guys. We're praying for the show. And, you know, that we'd say the right thing that would help. You know, because I'm not here for a commercial. I'm not trying to be Joe Rogan or something. I'm just, you know, a voice in the wilderness. All right, guys. We love you. And we'll see you very soon.
What your game is.
understand. All I really want to do is get next to you. All I really want to do is mess with you. All I really want to see, I've seen before. There's a whole other world that you don't know of. All I really want to do, take your mask off.